I met Dan Clodfelter in his new office, the same office raided by FBI agents just 2 weeks ago, and where former Mayor Patrick Cannon is accused of taking $20,000 in a leather briefcase delivered by an undercover agent. The city council appointed Clodfelter to serve as mayor until December of 2015, the remainder of Cannon's term.
The council members were very open at the fact that you and other candidates for the job called to lobby for votes. And I'm just curious what you did tell them.
Well, I didn't tell them anything that they didn't ask. What I did was offer to meet or to talk, to answer questions. There are council members that knew me, and there are council members that didn't know me and that I didn't know. And I wanted to be sure everybody had a fair chance to sort of go through with me anything they wanted to know about me or ask of me before they thought about it.
So what did they ask?
Everything under the sun, probably everything that you would ask or are asking or ever will ask.
One of the questions I'm wondering if they asked is this. There are a number of sitting council members that reportedly are interested in seeking the mayor's office in 2015. Did you ever promise to not run, or were you ever asked not to run?
Some of them asked me, not all of them, but some of them said, would you not run in 2015? I said, look, I don't have any plans to run in 2015. I also said to them, though, I said, you know, if we get down the road and you guys think this is working out pretty cool, and I like it too, I would look at a little more, but not much.
You are taking office after an unprecedented political scandal. What is your role as you see it? I mean, after the scandal, is it bully pulpit leader? Is it backseat to the council? Is it public relations for the city? How do you see it?
Well, there are several roles. The mayor, it does represent the city to the public outside of Charlotte and to the world at large, and the mayor does assist the council in trying to find its own center and trying to find its voice and its vision. I've said the mayor's somewhat like an orchestra conductor. He doesn't make the music, but he keeps the orchestra together so its voice fills the hall. That I don't consider, by the way, being backseat, I will tell you. I intend to be an engaged mayor, but not a mayor who tries to drive the council.
Well, and you bring up a couple of interesting points here. I mean, the first of which, through no fault of your own, the way that you received this office, you were appointed, you did not run, you do not have a mandate from the population. You also weren't able to provide to the people of Charlotte basically a platform of what you would like to do. Well, I'm wondering now, what would your platform be? What would you like to see happen here?
Now you're going to get me in trouble here because you're now asking the Christmas list, wish list kind of question, and that's not what I'm going to do, is not have a Christmas wish list. Look, Tom, there are an awful lot of things I've been involved in over the years, as a council member first and then as a state legislator. And there's you look at that track record, you pretty well see sort of where my inclinations and my interests lie. I've always been very big on planning and on neighborhood development and neighborhood revitalization. Those have been important to me, and there's no secret about it. So if the council has an interest in that issue, I'm going to be right there with them.
And you do have the experience between the city and the state legislature. I'm wondering what that relationship is like, though, now between heavily Democratic Charlotte and a legislature that is obviously significantly Republican.
Right. One of the great things to me that I discovered in the legislature was regardless of party divisions within the legislative delegation, we generally tended to come together as a delegation for issues that were important in Charlotte-Mecklenburg.
I am wondering, though, with an issue like the airport, if the Patrick Cannon scandal may hurt the city's chances of trying to keep control of Charlotte-Douglas International.
Well, I would hope it doesn't. I would be surprised if it did, because the things that have been put in the accusations against Mr. Cannon have nothing to do with the airport. And so I would be very disappointed if that issue played into the airport matters.
My last question is, are you aware that your mustache has a Twitter handle?
I'm not aware of that, no. And the handle is?
Mayorstash. It's at Mayorstash. Any comments for your mustache when it comes to the Twitter account?
I think it's very creative. I promise to take good care of it.
Mayor, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.